Lord, prepare us to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let us worship together and praise his name on high. Well, good morning. I hope everyone's doing well this morning, and I'm so glad that you decided to join us on this wonderful weather today. There's so many things you could be doing besides being here, but I'm so glad you chose to be here instead. For those on Facebook, we have it up and running this morning, so we're so glad that you have joined us also, and welcome to. You can find a copy of our bulletin on www.fbc-elon.org, and you can follow along that way, or you can just look on the screens behind me and follow that way. But we're so glad that you decided to join us too. Looking ahead for the week, for this week, starting July the 27th, on Tuesday we have Golden Years Bingo, which will meet at 1:30 over there on 5th Street, 6th Street, whatever street that is, downtown Burlington, and also Joe's Diners. Team 7 will be serving at 5:30. On Wednesday, the kids will meet at 9:30 a.m. to go to Graham to the movies, and also we'll have choir practice at 6:30 on this Wednesday. And some things coming up that you need to know about, and they're also in your bulletin. The mission outreach for July is a classroom collection by Alamance Chamber of Commerce. You've heard about it all month. The deadline to bring items for the school supplies is Wednesday, August the 5th. So try to have them here by August the 5th, because I think that's when Kramer's going to take them. Is that correct, Kramer? Wednesday, August the 5th. Next Sunday, our guest speaker will be Reverend Steve Harmon. He will be with us. And also next Sunday, VBS will begin over at Elon Community at 5:30, and any age can come. There will also be a program for adults too, so please join us. It'll be Sunday through Wednesday. Some upcoming activities for August, and I want you to go ahead and mark your calendar for Tuesday, August the 4th. The senior adults will go to breakfast at the Rise and Shine Diner, and we'll meet here in the parking lot at 8:30 and then head over to Graham for breakfast. On Tuesday, August the 18th at 11:30, we'll have our senior adult luncheon that day, and we're having hamburger, hot dogs, and all the fixings. So mark your calendar to come to that, and also please sign up for that so that we know how many hot dogs and hamburgers to prepare for. The cost is only $5. And so the entertainment that day is some friends of Kathy and Rob Johnson, Jim McAdams, and he has a trio. And the name of that trio is a very neat name, Two Thorns and a Rose. So the guys are the thorns, I guess, and the girl is the rose. That's what I take it to be. But so mark your calendars for Tuesday, August 18th. On Sunday, the 23rd of August, we'll be observing communion that day, and also we'll have a roundtable meeting on August 23rd at 4 o'clock upstairs in the fellowship hall. And then least but not last, our fifth annual block party for the Elon students will be on Sunday, August the 30th at 5 o'clock. So August is going to be a busy month. So I hope you, and all this should be in your newsletter, that you'll have all those dates. I am so glad that the Lord is so faithful. He is always with us no matter what's going on in our lives. He will be there in the good times. He'll be there in the bad times. Let's worship our God, and let's stand and sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hear me, Lord. My plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept myself from the ways of the violent, through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand, those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their callous hearts, and their mouths speak with arrogance. They have tracked me down, and they surround me, with their eyes alert to throw me to the ground. They are like a lion hungry for prey, like a fierce lion crouching in cover. Rise up, Lord. Confront them. Bring them down. With your sword, rescue me from the wicked. By your hand, save me from such people, Lord. From those of this world whose reward is in this life. May what you have stored up from the wicked fill their bellies. May their children gorge themselves on it, and may there be leftovers for their little ones. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face when I awake. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Let us pray. Awesome and majestic God, your creative power, your glory, and your holiness were experienced by the people of old as clouds and fire guided them from freedom. They believed that no one could see your face and live. How blessed, therefore, are we. For you have revealed your face to us in Jesus, the human face of your love. You also equip us for our journey through this life and beyond by breathing new, everlasting life into every being through the gift of the Holy Spirit. These people of old believed that it was your presence with them which made them a chosen and special people. We praise and adore you, O God, for making our lives so special by choosing to share your life with us in and through Jesus. May this time of worship and the service of our lives reveal our thanksgiving and our wonder that you should care. You should so care for us. We pray this in the name of the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Angie. Our next hymn this morning is Blessed Assurance. Let's stand and sing together.
Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh,
be seated.
Now I can come up.
Yes.
Good morning. I'm getting ready to talk about one of my favorite things we do at this church all year long, and it is Vacation Bible School. We have had a good history of Vacation Bible Schools here in this church, and as time has moved on, we talk to our friends at the church, and they were having the same problems we were, the Elon Community Church. Our crowds were getting smaller and smaller. So we decided about, I guess it's been at least 5 years, that we would do it together, and we do it at their church because it's all on one level and don't have to climb up and down, the children don't have to climb up and down stairs to get to different places. So next Sunday, not today, but next Sunday will be the first night of Vacation Bible School at Elon Community Church. And we have lots and lots of good things happening. Our theme for this year is Compassion Camp. Changing the world with loving, and we all know that we need to do that. And so our featured lessons and everything are going to be the same. We're going to start at 5:30 with supper, and it's our turn to do supper on Sunday night this week. So Monday night. So we've got everything together, and we're going to have pizza. So come on out about 5:30. And we will be doing changing stations, but this year there's a new element in Vacation Bible School. We have a class for adults. Now, I'm sorry, you aren't going to get to change classes and do all the fun stuff that the kids are going to do, but we're going to have a Bible study that week. It's going to feature, they haven't told us what it is. I'll let you know next Sunday, but because we're meeting tomorrow night. But we have lots and lots of things that are going to go on, and we'll be through by 8:30 every night. And you can go home and watch those good TV shows that you usually like to watch, or VCR them if you can't be there to watch them. But we would love to see a lot of you. You're invited for supper, and then all the activities that they have. And it'll just do your heart good to see those kids having fun. I would tell you to stay out in the middle of the church one night. Don't go to the Bible study. Don't tell them I told you that. But just watch the kids as they're moving and going to the different things. And so next Sunday night, and we'll remind you again in next week's bulletin. Thank you very much.
All right, I have a short announcement this morning before the offertory prayer. According to our church bylaws, a called roundtable meeting is required to be made churchwide notification for 2 weeks prior to a meeting date. Therefore, the deacons have requested for a short called roundtable meeting immediately following the worship service in 2 weeks on August 9th. The only item up for vote on that date will be approval of our nominated pastor search committee. This will allow the committee to immediately begin the process of finding our next senior pastor. The following people have agreed to have their names brought forward to serve on the pastor search committee: Daniel Coble, Leslie Cornell, John Farnham, Sandy French, and Kathy Johnson. Two alternate members have also been nominated to serve in the event that any member of that committee can no longer serve, and those will be Kramer Hughes and Phil Thompson, myself. Thank you to all those who have agreed to have their names brought forward, nominated by the deacons. And please make every effort to attend the service in 2 weeks on August 9th for this important vote. It's a few minutes after the service, okay? Join me in the offertory prayer, please. Dear Father, we thank you this morning. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And we appreciate your generosity so much that you loved us to give your life for us. As we give back to you today, we pray that our gifts will be multiplied in such a way to reach people, not only in this community, but throughout the world. Help us to always remember that we are stewards and not owners. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It's something I've always wanted to say. I get the distinct honor of introducing our guest speakers today. And I've known them for a little while, and Steve and Gretchen Glon are residents here of Burlington. They started Abundant Life Christian Ministry in 2017 with the help of many supporters. One of those supporters are you guys, our church. The day program serves about 40 special needs adults in two locations. One is here in our church. And if you come here between Monday and Thursday between the hours of 9 and 3, except for the month of July, you'll catch them here. And they're having a wonderful time. They're worshiping. They're learning about God's word. They're interacting. They do a craft every day. It's amazing. The other location is over at Hebron Community Church in Mebane. And God has blessed them with a great staff, great volunteers, and an amazing group of adults that love to worship and hear God's word. The one word that I would use to describe Steve and Gretchen is just, they're cool. They're just cool folks. And I think you'll sense that today, and we appreciate them coming to deliver God's word. Thank you so much, Steve and Gretchen.
First of all, we want to thank you all for committing just about 3 years ago, committing to housing the program and bringing it home to your church, which was, I mean, we were looking, and we were having churches that were saying no to us. And so we appreciate, thank you, Liz and Tommy, that were a big part of that. We appreciate that y'all considered it and that you stuck with it and that we're still here. It's our home now, and we love you guys, and we appreciate it. Okay, I guess we'll start with a prayer. Lord, open our eyes that we may see the beauty in your truth. Amen. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking about what to talk about, and so I thought, how you doing? All right, when people ask you how you doing, usually it's, my back hurts, or we've got this going on at home. Today I want to take kind of a step and just kind of look at our own lives and see how we're doing in our Christian walk, okay? Because that's my goal. My goal is, am I more like Jesus this year than I was last year? Am I more like Jesus this month than I was last month? So we're going to look today at some things that we can evaluate for ourselves on how we're doing in our Christian walk. And Gretchen's going to be reading the scriptures today. And the main scripture is?
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. That's Matthew 5:14-16.
Yeah, that's for us as Christians, that's it, isn't it? We want to be extraordinary. We want people to look at us and go, why are they so happy? Why are they different than everybody else? And part of that is that we have some commands that the Lord has given us, some guidelines that we have to stick to. And we're going to do the first one here is, we'll do John 1:2-6. I'm sorry. This is kind of the underlying reason we're looking at it.
Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. That's in 1 John 2:6.
Yeah, I don't think I have to convince you that we're supposed to live like Jesus. So first one we're going to look at, it's one of the hardest. All these are hard, and all these you've all heard forever, and they're difficult to do, but gosh, we are called to do them. So we're going right into another scripture. You're doing good, Greg.
Am I?
Yeah.
You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. That's in Matthew 5:43-45.
All right, how are we doing with loving our enemies? That's a very difficult one, I think. And this means, all right, people who have actually done you wrong, people who have treated you poorly, people who continue to treat you and your family poorly, people you lose patience with, people, this is personally for me, it's difficult when they insist they're right and they're wrong, okay? And so you're back and forth on who's right and who's wrong, and you're just called, we are called as Christians to love these folks. And as difficult as it is, we need to evaluate, like right now, just think of the people in your life that bug you, that are problems in your life, and how you can love them back. It's a difficult thing, but it's something that, it's the basis of Christianity, is to love your enemies. We know that he asked this, or they asked Jesus at one time, who's my neighbor? And the Good Samaritan. But who are my enemies? It's pretty easy for us to figure out. Not a problem. The greatest example of loving your enemies, forgiveness, is what Jesus said on the cross.
When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This is Luke 23:33-34.
What a crazy thought that these people who have beat him, mocked him, spit at him, and put him on the cross to die, that he would look at them and say, "Forgive them." Just a perfect example, and that's being more like Jesus. So that is our goal, is to be those kind of people. When people do us wrong, we love on them, and we ask God to forgive them, and we forgive them. Okay, how are we doing so far? The next one is equally difficult. I think they're all difficult, but this one can affect your health. So we'll go into the next command.
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear?" For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:28-34.
So what makes you worry in your life? There's so many opportunities, and the devil is really good at reminding you how crazy life is and what you should be concentrating on that will divert your attention from Jesus. But we know what worry does to you. Worry can make you sick. Worry can make you, well, it also makes you the kind of person who's always complaining. And so people don't want to be around complainers. Worry is a tough thing, and I love what the Bible says, and one of my favorite parts of the Bible: seek first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and everything else comes together. That's really the way it is that we need, whenever we're worried, whenever we're in a situation like that, we need to turn around and seek God. Big time is what we need to do. And then Jesus also gives us some reassurance here in our next scripture.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30.
What a great promise from the Lord, asking us to just cast everything that we have on him. And I will do that. I've done that at several points when I'm really low in my life, when I'm in a valley. I just throw up my hands and I say, Lord, I have nothing here. I got nothing. I can't do it. You're going to have to take it over for me. And you hand it to him. And his promise is that he's got it, right? That he will take it. And he does. And we've seen it happen in our lives, Gretchen and I. We have to believe that the Bible is true, don't we? That when he says, give me your burdens, he'll take them. We have to believe him that when he says, you got to love your enemies, that we should be loving our enemies. Next one, another difficult command here.
Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Luke 6:38.
Anybody have trouble giving money away? Really difficult thing. It's one of the last things I think we're holding on to it. We just keep holding on to it. I think that if you know, well, I look at it like this. If it doesn't cost you anything, then it isn't worth anything. In other words, if you're giving out of your excess, your life doesn't change, right? Nothing changes. You're just going along with what you do. You got to give sacrificially. I think that's super important to do that. And we need to give to support what God's doing in the rest of the world. We need to find places where God is working. And that's where our money should be going, is that we should be supporting the things that God is doing here as Christians, as followers of Jesus. This is part of what we do. Okay, one more, Gretch.
This is part of the Great Commission. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's in Matthew 28:18-20.
So I think two things that we're seeing here is that making disciples is important to God, right? And it's actually part of what you guys, the love God, love neighbors, make disciples. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And another difficult thing to get out there and show your Christianity, but loving on your neighbors, that shows them. Every opportunity, and I pray for opportunities for God to give me to open up the Jesus conversation with folks so that I can talk about the hope that I have in Jesus Christ. Second part of this is the best news of all, is that we can't do any of this without help. We need help from the Holy Spirit. And that's what the Lord is saying right there. At the very end, he says, know this. What does it say? I'm going to read it exactly. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. There's nothing more reassuring to me that I have the Holy Spirit, that I have help, because I know I can't do it alone. It's obvious I can't do it alone, that I need help. It's like, I don't know if you, Billy Graham says it this way. When you see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know he had some help getting there. Okay? I can't do it without him. So my challenge to myself and my challenge to y'all is take inventory of your Christian life. Am I more like Jesus? Am I becoming more like Jesus? Do I have a commitment to do what God has commanded me to do, and knowing fully well that the blessings come when you do it, right? You want to be right where God wants you, because that's where all the blessings are anyway. But it's the right thing to do. So that's my challenge to y'all today, is to and to me. Let's be more like Jesus. Let's be extraordinary people. Let's be what Christ has called us to be. Thank you, Lord, for this great day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for all the amazing souls sitting with us today. Bless everything that we're doing. Let us do it in your name and for your glory above all. Thank you, Lord, for family, friends, health, happiness, church. And thank you mostly for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Steve and Gretchen. If one thing I wanted to add to that is scripture in John 13:35. Jesus told his disciples to love one another, and he said that the world will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. I think the operative word there is if. So he clearly put the ball in our court to decide to love him and to show his love by loving each other, loving others. If you've made a decision this morning, I'll be down front. If you want to make a decision for Christ, to decide to follow him as your Lord and Savior. If you made a decision to join our church, if you just want to come down for prayer, I'll be down here. One of the deacons can pray with you. But Gay's going to lead the closing hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Let's stay.
Oh,
express thanks and salutations on the way out. Join me in a closing benediction. Dear Father, we thank you for your word that has been expressed today. Lord, we thank you for Steve and Gretchen and their ministry here as they seek to help others, Lord, as they seek to help those who sometimes can't help themselves. And we just thank you for their honesty and their compassion and their willingness to serve you. Thank you for our church that's willing to host them in this service, Lord. And this congregation that, Lord, we just are so thankful to be here, to love you, and to love each other. In Christ's name, amen.